Hachette Audio presents Justinian, written by Peter Saris, read by Mark Elstob. To James Howard Johnston and Turlough Stone. Introduction. Justinian, The Light and the Shade. In March 2020, as the new coronavirus began spreading like wildfire from its European epicentre in northern Italy, the authorities in the Turkish city of Istanbul were obliged to close the city's greatest ancient monument to visitors. The Cathedral Church of Hagia Sophia, Holy Wisdom in Greek, had been formally inaugurated by the Roman Emperor Justinian, reigning from 527 to 565, in 537. And over the centuries it had served successively as a bastion of Christian spirituality, an Ottoman mosque, and more recently a museum, although the Turkish government would soon once again make it a Muslim place of preaching and prayer. As the janitors and officials, wrapped from head to toe in masks, gowns, and gloves, began the painstaking task of disinfecting the vast structure, once the largest enclosed space in Christendom, to expunge it of the virus, the angels, archangels, emperors, and saints in the great mosaics adorning its walls, ceilings, and domes, dating from the time of Justinian and his successors to the throne of Constantinople, appeared to look on. Clearing the building seemed to have briefly restored its inner harmony. It was as if the images could now once more enter into dialogue with one another. Pictures transmitted across the globe depicted a scene eerily reminiscent of that evoked by the great Russian poet and dissident Osip Mandelstam in the verses he had composed in honour of the monument just over 100 years earlier. The church, bathed in peace, is beautiful, and the 40 windows are a triumph of light, finest of all are the 4 archangels in the pendentives beneath the dome. And the wise spherical building will outlive nations and centuries, and the resonant sobbing of the seraphim will not warp the dark gilded surfaces. The combination of panic and misery which the coronavirus unleashed on the world in the early months of 2020 would have been all too familiar to Justinian. Just as the governments and scientists in our own day found themselves suddenly confronting a new and unfamiliar disease which destabilized even the most sophisticated of economies and regimes, so, too, had Justinian's reign been rocked by the sudden and seemingly unprecedented.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?